Dear Heart Dweller family, the idea of the global blackout prayer arises from Mother Abigail's personal need to feel connected with our loving Heart Dweller family during the global blackout. Here is the global blackout prayer, an introduction written in her words. I have the experience of receiving lots of consolation and encouragement from praying the new binding prayer sent to me by a dear sister in our prayer team. When I pray it, I can feel there are others praying the same prayer for me and my family, while I am also praying for them. This sense of togetherness in the spirit realm through praying the same prayer for each other, crafted in the heart of Still Small Voice Ministry, is very powerful for me. That's why the idea of the global blackout prayer came up. This is a prayer written in hard copy, intended to be prayed during the global blackout by all the Heart Dwellers and in your prayer groups. The purpose of this prayer is that we may all feel more connected with each other spiritually during this time, that we will still share a mutual support, encouragement, and spiritual covering with each other. I also hope that those who pray it may find courage, strength, consolation, and a firm purpose during the coming difficult times when one may feel overwhelmed by the drastic changes and disoriented. Personally, I recommend our priest to offer this prayer before the body and blood of Christ so that we can together lift up ourselves, our families, our brothers and sisters in the Sacred Heart Refuge, all Heart Dwellers, and the world with one same prayer, joined as one fragrant sacrifice to the Lord. There are four parts in this prayer with four different titles, addressing different groups of people we are praying for. You don't have to say the titles when praying. Personal prayer. Oh, my most loving Jesus, thank you so much for being with me during the darkest time since creation. Thank you for giving me life today so that I can believe you, adore you, hope, and love you. On behalf of those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love you. Thank you for giving me food to eat, water to drink, clothes to wear, and a place to lay my head. Thank you for your protection for me and my family from evil forces in this world and from deadly diseases in the air. Lord Jesus, even in the darkest hour, I still believe that you have wonderful plans for me and for my family. Plans to prosper us, not to harm us. Plans to give us hope and future. Oh Lord, help me to treasure your promises deep in my heart and cling to you with all my strength. Please guide my mind and my heart so that I can do your holy will. Cleanse me from all sin, iniquity, and unrighteousness. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fresh fire so that I may serve you and not my own selfish desires. O Lord, please give me the faith of Abraham and Mary, the courage of King David, the joy of Enoch, so that I may sing your praises all day long with all my heart, and be your beacon of hope and light for the whole world. Prayers for the Sacred Heart Refuge. Dear Lord, we present all our brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers in Sacred Heart Refuge in front of your holy presence. We are deeply thankful for all their sacrificial work for us. We pray that you will cover all of them under your precious blood and strengthen them with your abundant graces. We pray that you will deliver them from all evil. Give them strength to do your will every minute in their lives. Please help them to love each other sacrificially, heroically, with your wisdom and discernment. We pray that there will be blinding lights arising from the Sacred Heart Refuge, shining into this dark world, and graces will flow from this holy place into the world like mighty rivers. Prayers for Heart Dwellers. Lord, we also want to present all Heart Dwellers and their families in front of your holy presence. First, we want to give thanks to you for all the members in the prayer team. We thank you deeply for their sacrificial service for us through prayers, words, and counseling all these years. Please remember their hard work out of pure love for you and your people, and give them and their families abundant graces and strong protection in their time of need. And Lord, we give you thanks for this great, loving, global family of heart dwellers. Please grant abundant strength and graces to all heart dwellers in our families. Cover all of us and our loved ones under your most precious blood, and strengthen us with your holy body and blood daily. Help us to stand firm under trials. Help us to know that we are not alone, but all the citizens of heaven are cheering us on. Lord, please connect all heart dwellers more tightly spiritually. Help us to pray for each other, for our families, relatives, and for the whole world with all our hearts. Truly together, we are a formidable spiritual force. The kingdom of darkness will tremble at the sound of our prayers, arising to the highest heavens as one fragrant sacrifice. There's no limit, no distance in the spiritual world. We are one in Christ. Together with our heavenly bridegroom, we declare victory over all the fears, sufferings, even death itself. We firmly believe that one day we will reunite in heaven with great joy with our heavenly bridegroom Jesus, all the saints and angels, and with each other. Prayers for the world. O Lord, we pray for mercy, love, and conversion for the whole world. May you visit the lukewarm Christians during this time and help them reestablish their faith in you once again and return to their first love. May you give them grace to turn back to you with all their hearts and transform them into your fearless warriors and ambassadors of love. May you visit the lost souls in their dreams to bring them hope and consolation and truth about who you are. May you use us, heart dwellers, according to your holy will, to travel in the Spirit to minister to your lost and broken ones, even to give them last rites. May you open the hearts of the lost souls to receive your truth and light. We pray that there will be a harvest of souls during this global blackout so that more can be saved before it's too late. We also pray for Satanists and those who align themselves with evil. Please help them to recognize the truth of their dark master during this time, and the falsehood and total fruitless of their beliefs. Lord, may you help them to have true contrition of their sins and give them the grace to turn back to you and put their hope in your unconditional and merciful love. Thank you, Lord, for listening to our prayers. Jesus, we trust in you. Jesus, we trust in you. Jesus, we trust in you. Amen.